Stradivari is considered one of the best violin makers ever to have lived. Today we're going to be looking at one of his specific violins called the Antonius. The Antonius was built in 1711, which is at the height of Antonio Stradivari's career. Stradivari was a luthier, or a maker of stringed instruments, and he lived from 1644 to 1737. Stradivarius had four main phases during his career. The first phase was the Armati phase, in which he created violins that were very similar to his teacher. The Armati family was a very powerful violin family that used quiet-sounding violins, similar to the Baroque period style of music. These violins were soft and quiet. They were perfect for orchestral pieces where everyone was in tune. However, then he began experimenting, and this entered his next phase. He began changing around the shape and the size of the different parts of the violin, until eventually he hit his golden period. During the golden period, over 200 violins were made, all by hand. It's really impressive to consider how Stradivari actually handcrafted every single violin that now exists. Only 650 of his instruments actually remain from his 70-year career, but we know that there was many more created. During his golden period, he created a more powerful tone. This shifted away from the Baroque music style that was of his time. And it was only after his death that this sound became appreciated. What occurred? Well, the arts shifted. The Baroque period ended, and the Romantic period swept over the world. Musicians, originally, were servants. They were employed by churches or courts, and were considered servants to the aristocratic circles of the time. Composers wrote music and performances for these people, and the instruments were made to be played for wealthy patrons. With the rise of the middle class, however, more and more people wanted access to musical education. This led to two main places for music to be played, the theater and the parlor. In the theater, orchestral pieces now featured soloists. As orchestras grew to include windpipes and percussion pieces, it was harder and harder to hear the softer string instruments. However, Puccini, a famous soloist of the time, discovered the Stradivarius violin. Puccini used these violins to help his sound be heard in the orchestra. The impressive, loud tones carried throughout the entire theaters. As the soloists became more and more defined in the orchestra world, they gained fame. This fame allowed soloists, and musicians in general, to elevate from the social status of servant to demigod. Musicians became extremely wealthy and were able to support their entire lifestyle simply based on earnings they made in the theater. This also encouraged parlor life. Parlors became the center of the home. People would play games in there and host other families. It also became extremely important for everyone to play an instrument. In fact, an education was only considered well-rounded if a child could play the violin, or the piano, or any sort of instrument, really. Along with the rise of the Stradivarius violin, other instruments, such as the piano, became extremely important. Girls, in fact, were thought to needed to know how to play an instrument more than they needed to know how to read in order to be an acceptable suitor. The Stradivarius violin assisted bringing all of these changes to the society. His violins were extremely necessary in allowing soloists to be heard among the large crowds. Additionally, the rich wanted these wonderfully toned violins. People such as Max Joseph, the former king of Bavaria, bought himself his own Stradivarius, and Cosimo III de' Medici, or the Grand Duke of Tuscany, owned five Stradivarius, four violins and one viola. In fact, the Stradivarius made its way all the way to the East Indies through the East Indian Trading Company. Everyone wanted their hands on a Stradivarius, and that has not changed to this day. These violins are worth millions of dollars, and only the best professional musicians can use them. Even then, they usually have to have them on loan from a museum. Originally, there was no chin rest on these violins. That meant that when you shifted your left hand on the violin, it was a much more noticeable sound. However, modern music has rejected this sound. This meant that a placement of the chin rest was needed on any Stradivarius that was to be played. As we can see in the picture, this is what has happened to the Antonius. one of the best-sounding instruments in the world, is still having its sound modified to keep up with the changing demand for sounds. The Stradivarius violin brought about many changes, but at the same time, we have adapted the Stradivarius violin to accommodate the sounds that we also would like to hear. These violins have existed for over 250 years, and yet people still are in high demand to play them. It is extremely interesting when examining the history of these violins to see how originally they were ahead of the time, than the leaders of the time, and now they're even considered a little bit behind in the time, so we need to modernize them with things such as a chin rest or new types of bows. Music has always reflected the thoughts and emotions of the people of the time, and the instruments used to play them are no different.